And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Every day is Valentine's Day in Boston's complete collapse. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday's Sports Notebook. The baseball season is barely a month old, but already stories abound. The Dodgers, under new ownership led by Magic Johnson, are off to a great start. The Washington Nationals are in first place. The St. Louis Cardinals are doing it without Albert Pujols. And the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim are not with Albert. The best team in baseball clearly is the Texas Rangers, rebuilt behind owner Nolan Ryan with a lineup where Josh Hamilton is just another slugger and a pitching staff deep in starters and the bullpen. It will be hard to keep the Rangers out of their third straight World Series. But the biggest story by far is the continued collapse of the Boston Red Sox, who, as you remember, went 7-20 last September to blow a 10-game lead in the playoff race. General manager Theo Epstein jumped ship to Chicago, Jonathan Papelbon signed with Philadelphia, and the Sox hired controversial manager Bobby Valentine, a supposedly great baseball mind, but with a Roman candle for a fuse. The Sox picked up where they left off, starting 1-5, and just completed a disastrous opening homestand by losing their last four, including squandering a 9-0 lead after five innings to the Yankees and losing by six runs. Valentine gets booed every time he sticks his head out of the dugout, and the entire team's body language is awful. The Sox are currently in last place in the American League East with a 4-10 record, and due to a number of reasons, look like the worst team in baseball right now. That will make for a very long and angry summer in New England. The Sox are racked with injuries. Carl Crawford began the season on the DL, and Jacoby Ellsbury went out after a half dozen games. Kevin Youkilis is hitting under 200, not helped by Valentine's public criticism of the popular third baseman. The starting rotation is getting bombed and looking way overrated, and the bullpen has a bunch of cast-offs from other teams. UNC's Daniel Bard is going back there to try and help out. Bard was the fifth starter, and Valentine pulled number four Felix Dubron Saturday after six innings and a 9-1 lead and having thrown only 99 pitches. The Yankees then exploded for seven runs in both the seventh and eighth. Thankfully, Sunday's game was rained out, which is a good day in beleaguered Beantown these days. This is Art Chansky. See ya.